Mural fragment with dancing bird shaman is a heavily worn stone fragment from a wall mural in a Mayan apartment compound dated between 400 and 550 CE with no known artist. It depicts a large stylized bird that is painted green and yellow on a reddish-brown background in a traditional Mayan style. And though the mural's colors were once vibrant, they are now faded with age. You can see now specks of the light gray stone beneath the paint throughout as some of the paint has chipped away. This piece is 3.5 feet wide, 2.5 feet tall, and 1 inch thick. It is shaped almost like a rectangle, except that the top left corner is missing. This corner has been worn away and is now a rounded edge. Parallel green and yellow lines run along the right and bottom edges of the piece. But these lines do not border the left side and instead turn upward 6 inches in from the left border. The large bird is in the center of the piece. Although painted on the stone, it looks similar to a mosaic since each feather is separately outlined. The bird has a triangular tail that is 1 foot long and 6 inches wide. The end of the tail is at the bottom left corner of the piece, and it connects to the body of the bird slightly below and to the left of the center of the piece. The tail is made up of straight green and yellow feathers that are parallel to each other. There are 4 evenly spaced green feathers that are separated by many yellow feathers. The bird's body is about 1 foot tall, and its head is quite large. Its body is painted with 2 parallel stripes. The bottom stripe is red, and the top stripe is a yellowish green. At the base of the bird are its 2 skinny yellow legs, which are about 6 inches long and 1 inch wide at the widest. The legs come straight down and out of the bird, and then bend to the viewer's right at the knees. The bird's 2 wings extend out horizontally from the center of its body. The wing to the viewer's right is slightly less than 1 foot long and 8 inches tall, and the wing to the viewer's left is slightly less tall and a little longer than its counterpart. Each wing is painted with 3 horizontal stripes of color. The bottom stripe is made of alternating triangular yellow and greenish feathers. The middle stripe is red and has wave-like spiles throughout, and the top stripe is made up of green feathers and is the thinnest stripe of the 3. The bird's head is slightly above the center of the piece and is cocked so far back that its neck and yellow beak point directly upwards. The bird's eye is made up of rings of color within one another. Moving outward from the red pupil, the rings are yellow, blue, and then red again. A 1-inch thick line comes horizontally out of the bird's beak and then falls to the right. This blue-yellow line forms a 6-inch spiral out of which come 2 similar 4-inch spirals. Together, these spirals occupy the top right corner of the piece. A plume of feathers similar to the tail extends from the back of the bird's head, forming a mohawk of feathers. This plume is a little under a foot long and 1 foot high, and it is made up of 5 evenly spaced green feathers that are separated by many yellow feathers. The plume curves slightly downward to the left. Finally, there are several footprints of feet with high arches surrounding the bird. These footprints range from 4 to 6 inches tall and either blue, light red, yellow, or green.